This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa mawala wa ba'du. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Jazakumullahu khairan for joining us this evening. Inshallah ta'ala, while we wait for our brothers and sisters to come online and share the link with their family and loved ones, inshallah. Let me take this opportunity to inform you what this evening's program is about. So, first and foremost, it is the 27th night of Ramadan. So, subhanAllah, it's such a high probability of this being Laylatul Qadr. And to be able to share this space, even virtually, on such an auspicious night is great. To be able to share this occasion around the Khatam of the Qur'an, the Khatam of the Qur'an, like the complete recitation of the Qur'an, that's even greater. And then for that Khatam to have been completed by our Hufadh, our students, subhanAllah, Nurun ala Nur. And then on top of that, for us to sit here collectively and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of those who gave sadaqah towards the learning of the Qur'an and mention them by name, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, as our companions, our heroes of our Badr campaign, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. So that's the program this evening. And this is the amazing opportunity that lies before us in the form of these blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So with me in studio, we have a number of honorable guests. You know, in the formal gatherings these days, everybody's honorable this and honorable that. But in the Islamic culture, we've got like fadila to sheikh, you know. So it's a similar type of thing. So we've got our honored guests here in studio, alhamdulillah, Hufadh of the Qur'an and the team of NAYO Youth Foundation. We've got Mawlana Muhammad Kaur, we've got Mawlana Hamza Forbes, and we've got Hafiz Abdullah Johnson. Hafiz Abdullah Johnson. I must remember that because I mean it's a famous link. SubhanAllah. Let me welcome our guests in studio, inshallah ta'ala. It's Mawlana Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
And of course we have Hafiz. Bismillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
And next to me here we have Mawlana Hamza Forbes, who's actually a fellow student of mine, subhanAllah. We started our first year together, we were in second year together. I won't talk to them about how Mawlana Hamza was at the time, inshallah. But he's developed so much, alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Naam, and in bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, we will commence with the opening of this program with the recitation of the Holy Quran. With the sincere wish that through recitation of the Quran and through us listening to it, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, you know, so that we may attain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that He may shower His blessings upon us on this amazing night, and that Allah ta'ala, through the barakah of the Quran being recited and being completed here, that Allah Azza wa Jal grants us the full qadr of Laylatul Qadr. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. So over to Hafiz Abdullah. Bismillah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون هو الله الذي لا والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر. ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. تقبل الله منا ومنكم. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this recitation of the Quran. It is an amazing phenomenon that this particular surah, this whole surah, it's an entire chapter of the Quran, and it's dedicated to one night, Laylatul Qadr. That's amazing. You mean you get Surah Hajj, but you don't have Surah Arafah, for example, which is like one day. But Laylatul Qadr has its own surah, because the Qadr of this night, the extent of this night, is just beyond our imagination, subhanAllah. So, bi'idhnillah, we will now proceed over to our Amir at the NAO Youth Foundation, Maulana Muhammad Kaur, who will impart some advice with us, inshallah ta'ala, and share some information in his own special way. And we pray that Allah ta'ala allow his words to be of benefit to our hearts and minds and souls in our lives. And Allah ta'ala keep him with us many, many more years. Ameen. Tafaddalu Maulana.
Jazakumullahu khairan. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. Thank you so much for that beautiful rendition of the Quran, and the pairing of the verses are also unique and divinely inspired. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the impact or potential impact that Quran can have upon us. Ultimately, Quran has this potential to revolutionize our lives. And we have the capacity for that spiritual revolution, such that the mountains don't have the same capacity. Had the Quran been revealed down upon the mountains, then the mountains would crumble. It would be rendered asunder. But the heart is such is that it's the perfect reciprocal form. This divine blessing, subhanAllah.
Allahu Akbar.
So that like ties into the night of power in which the Quran was revealed. And subhanAllah, there's so much lessons about the night of power. One doesn't know really where to start. But perhaps maybe we are here and we are really in the spirit of the Quran. So maybe that's a good point to start off with.
No.
What is tonight all about? So I think perhaps if you say tonight is the night of power, and then people may respond and say, but it's not on a specific night.
Right.
It has the potential to be on the 21st, the 23rd, or the 25th, 27th. So if you are to approach from that particular perspective, and then the narration of the Prophet comes to mind. He says, "Taharraw," that search for the night of power. So, inshallah, in searching for the night of power and endeavoring to gain the benefits contained within the night of power, that in and of itself is a noble pursuit, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us for that. So, the night of power, it's very significant. The night of power is very significant.
Right.
Compared to other nights. There are many great nights in Islam. Many of them are recurring in terms of its benefit, and many of them are not. Laylatul Qadr is one such night that The benefit is recurring. It recurs every year. When we look at the first night of power, according to certain scholars, it was on the eve of the 17th of Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was his habit that he would go to the cave of Hira, and he would spend extended amount of times there, sometimes for a day, two, three, sometimes beyond that. And the wording of the narration goes, كان يتحنث في غار حراء. He used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the time that he spent in this particular cave. On one such night, which is the 17th, the eve of the 17th of Ramadan, the Prophet ﷺ was in the cave of Hira. And in the best time of our 24-hour day cycle, which is the moments before daybreak, the angel Jibreel alayhi salam came to the Prophet ﷺ. And the first five verses of the Quran was revealed, which reads as, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق, the first five verses. Then the Prophet ﷺ, after daybreak, the Prophet ﷺ left Ghari Hira, the cave of Hira, and he came back home. That particular night, the blessing of that night, if we look at that night in particular, it was shared by, if you wanted to, I'm just thinking as I'm speaking, then you could say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who reveals the Quran through the agency of Jibreel alayhi salam, and upon the heart of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi
wasallam.
And I think that idea is encapsulated in another verse where Allah says, وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُدْرِينَ. Allah talks about those three links. So if we like take ourselves back in time, and the first, when the first part of the Quran was revealed, we would find that there were three parties present, so to say. Allah, who is ever present as besuits His majesty and magnificence, the Archangel Jibreel, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they were those present, and there was no other parties able to access the virtue contained within that particular night on the revelation of the Holy Quran. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to share in the virtue of that night.
Allah.
And as a result, every year, annually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stages a repeat of what happened on that particular night.
Yes, salam.
And our scholars infer that from the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ in Surah Al-Qadr, like Mawlana Irshad beautifully introduced, and he said an entire chapter is dedicated just to the night of power. So in this chapter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ, that the angels come down. And a friend and colleague was sharing with me that another name for the night of power is also Laylatul Dhiq. Dhiq means to be, you know, like straightened, narrowed. Perhaps in to facilitate our understanding, space is at a premium. So why is this night referred to a night of straightenedness and narrowness, and to be cramped? It's because every conceivable space is filled with angels, and therefore in the entire existence is straightened, because everything is filled with angels. Every possible space is filled with angels. So these angels come down, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالرُّوحُ. And Ruh is another name for the Archangel Jibreel. So our scholars say that the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically mentions that is because every year, on the first night when the Quran was revealed, the angel Jibreel came down. And likewise, in every consecutive year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down all of the angels, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down the angel Jibreel alayhi salam. So all of the benefits that were contained in that first night is contained in every consecutive night, including the fact that Jibreel alayhi salam came down.
Yes, salam, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Maulana, I'm actually just thinking now about the conditions in the ummah. I saw one of the comments of the viewers talking about how can we talk about the great night when our brothers are being killed in Israel? You know, ask yourself what the Nabi Sassam would have done and so on. And I understand where the sentiment is coming from, you know, basically that we, as an ummah, we are not in a good space, you know, to put it mildly. Subhanallah. I mean, can can we perhaps get an understanding of the efficacy of our ad'iyah on a night such as this for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and our deepest needs? Like, how should one understand the power of your du'as on such a night?
SubhanAllah. I think, like as you expressed, that there's a narration of the Prophet sallallahu that says, a person who doesn't carry the worry of the followers of Muhammad sallallahu and his heart is not from amongst us. So, you know, at the very least,
Allah,
we should have empathy in terms of what is besetting our brothers, particularly our brothers and sisters in Palestine, particularly in this holy month. And we should do whatever we possibly can in order to assist. And it may appear, and absolutely we need to take practical steps to support our brothers and sisters in Palestine. There's no question about that.
Mm.
And we should do whatever is in our capacity to do. A verse of the Quran comes into mind, فَاتَّقُوا مَاسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Be conscious of Allah to the extent that you can possibly be. So in other words, whatever is within our capacity to do, to actively support the Palestinian cause, we should be doing.
Oh.
That being said, we should at the same time not consider dua, as you alluded to, as a simplistic solution to a complex problem. Rather, it is really the core and the primary focus. Because what does dua mean? Some of our scholars say, ad-du'a wa mukhul ibadah. And to tie dua into fasting, and this evening a thought came across the heart. And that is that we currently in the month of Ramadan.
Mm.
We're at the end of the month of Ramadan, really.
No.
When Allah talks about fasting, before Allah talks about fasting, Allah mentions, if we wanted to just for simplifying purposes, to simplify, Allah talks about the will.
Mm.
And Allah says, as part of the will, you need to have a bequest. Then Allah talks about fasting. And thereafter, Allah SWT talks about a monetary-related issue. And the focus really is, do not engage in bribery. So before talking about fasting, Allah SWT talks about a will. That your will needs to be as per the instruction of Allah. After fasting, Allah talks about bribery. Don't engage in bribery. In order for you to formulate your will according to the wishes of Allah, you need to have Allah consciousness, what we refer to as taqwa. In order to steer clear from bribery, you need Allah consciousness, what we refer to as taqwa. In the middle of that, Allah talks about fasting. And the purpose of fasting is to develop a sense of Allah consciousness. So in other words, if you want to set your will according to the law of Allah, you want to steer clear of bribery, you need a quality. The quality is Allah consciousness. And in order to gain Allah consciousness, you fast. Then when Allah SWT talks about the laws of fasting, Allah SWT sandwiches in between all of the laws of fasting. Allah SWT says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. When my slave... what is about that? A lot of buttons in front of you there. In between the laws of fasting, which is there really to create this Allah consciousness, Allah makes mention of dua. Almost as if to say that for your will to be according to Allah's law, for you to steer clear of bribery, you need Allah consciousness. To develop Allah consciousness, you need to fast. But let me tell you, fasting is not just an exercise of staying away from food, drink and water. But the idea behind fasting is to gain closeness to Allah. And the idea of gaining closeness to Allah is through dua. Therefore, our scholars say, "Ad-du'a mukhul ibadah." That dua is the essence of all
worship of all servitude. The, it's almost as if, you know, the optimum expression and manifestation of our servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is contained when we raise our hands and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what our needs are. So in this month of Ramadan, the concept of fasting is really about taqwa, and the concept of fasting is for us to gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore Allah talks about dua in the midst of discussing the rules and regulations dealing with fasting.
No.
And then very, very interestingly, when one thinks about the month of Ramadan, or rather when you think about the night of power, Laylatul Qadr, there's one word that stands out very clearly for me, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Not for me, but the surah basically is like one word that stands out. And that word is basically salamun. Salam. So, you know, if I'm thinking now in relation to the plight of our Palestinian brothers and sisters, the word salam, what do we wish for? We wish for salam for them. In other words, peace. When we say assalamu alaikum, what does that mean when I greet you? I greet you, it means that I'm ensuring your physical being, then your wealth, and then your honor. I'm ensuring all of those. So this is a night of salam, very literally, you know, salamun alaikum. So we should be, that if Allah has granted us salam in wherever we may find ourselves in, this night of power, which is branded by the term salam, we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant this to our Muslim brethren in Palestine and everywhere else.
Amen.
And then in terms of the, you know, the tafsir of the word salam, our scholars say that there's two tafsirs for that. The one is that the word salam basically means tahiyya, which basically means a greeting.
Mm.
And that again, greeting is that insurance that we give to one another, or the angels give to you, if you follow that particular explanation. Alternatively, the word salam also means khair, goodness. So on this night, angels come down with goodness. What is that goodness? One of the goodness, and now on such a blessed night, the angels are coming down with salam. Salam is explained by the term goodness. What goodness do they bring? Our scholars say there are three things. So the one is that ijzalu thawab, that whatever you do is multiplied in terms of reward.
Subhanallah.
The second one would be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to forgive all of your sins.
Mm.
And the third one now is in relation to what we should busy ourselves with on this night. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala readily accepts your supplication.
Allah.
So in relation to our brethren, in our brothers and sisters in Palestine, we must have that empathy. And from our hearts, you know, our hearts should cry out. You know, they say that, may Allah grant us this, they say that the du'as aren't asked for. The potency of the du'a depends on how that du'a is solicited. So what happens is, I can ask you, please pray for me. And then you say, okay, I'll pray for you. But what about if I conduct myself in such a manner that it induces you to make dua for me? It elicits a dua for you. You know, sometimes we speak to our mothers and our grandmothers and we say, make dua for me. What do they say to us? I'll always dua for your mark making. I will always, because of the way you conduct yourself with your mom or maybe your grandmother or something, they say, I'll never forget you, my dua. You haven't asked him for the duas. You've taken the duas from him.
Allah,
now,
Allah,
what is happening to our brothers and sisters in Palestine? They need not ask us for du'as. Their condition should elicit a du'a from us. So from the bottom of our heart, we should empathize and really make du'a. And like we said at the beginning, we need to be very proactive and employ whatever means we possibly can. The immediate mechanism available to us is the mechanism of du'a, particularly on this particular, on this night, which is a night of power. And we've seen how the angels bring this khair.
Allahu Akbar. Jazakumullah khairan. That is quite profound, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala increase you and preserve you and protect you always. Inshallah, we will proceed to, if Malik can perhaps give an introduction to the khatam and kind of give our viewers an understanding of when it started, what it's all about, and how we're going to be completing that, inshallah Ta'ala.
Barakallahu feekum. Alhamdulillah, it is the month of the Quran.
No.
And to be very honest with you, it all started when Mulna Irshad gave the beautiful suggestion, it is the month of Quran, let us read, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again, in terms of reading the entire Quran. And alhamdulillah, our students at Tajdeed, they had dedicated a specific khatam for this particular purpose, and to recite the khatam, and at the end of the khatam that we would complete it like online so that we can share the benefit with everybody. And that was a practice of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I remember reading in the At-Tibyan fi adabi hamlat al-Quran of Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, and he quotes an incident of Anas ibn Malik, that you'd have a person, that this person would go around in Medina and see wherever the completion of the Quran is being made, you know, the Quran is being completed, and then they would summon Anas ibn Malik. So he just wanted to be present in order to witness the completion of the Quran and to be present at the dua that was made at the completion of the Quran. According to certain narrations, 4,000 angels say Ameen to the dua that is made, you know, on the completion of the Quran.
Ya Rab.
So at a night like on a night like this, subhanallah, where there's no space except that you find an angel filling that particular space, we thought it opportune to optimize and maximize of having our students read the khatam and completing the khatam with the idea that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of them hufal, that they're able to read the Quran, understand the Quran, and practice upon the Quran, and that they become luminaries and shining examples. It comes to mind about our prayer really is for our students, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them torch bearers of the Quran.
Ameen.
And we were thinking, this Suratul Qadr, one of the great lessons would be, what is the Laylatul Qadr all about? Allah replicates it all of the time. So when we look at the links that we were talking about a moment ago, what do we have? Allah is the first link, and the second link is the Archangel Jibreel. And thirdly, what we have is on the heart of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. So now, these links are links which are aggrandized. There's no question about the greatness, the sublimeness of these links. Allah, the Archangel Jibril, and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The revealer is grand. The angel is grand. The messenger upon which is being revealed is grand.
Subhanallah.
But now what must happen is that needs to be complemented by the time frame in which it is revealed in. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seeks to aggrandize the time as well.
Ya Rab.
So the thought that came to mind was that if the time frame in which the Quran was revealed was aggrandized, what do you think about that heart that contains the Quran?
Allah.
So you know, our hufaz, one is that we as students of the Quran must realize that Quran, even if there's a small portion of Quran, what did the Prophet ﷺ say? Don't make your homes graveyards. Enliven it. How do you enliven your homes spiritually? By reciting Quran. Suratul Baqarah should be recited, for example. So, you know, that heart that contains the Quran, it is a heart. If the time frame in which Quran was revealed was aggrandized to that point where it, you know, the heavens and the earth are filled with angels, what do you think about that particular heart? So our dua, at the core of everything, our dua really is that how our students, inshallah, within this particular academy, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses us as a means, that they're able to memorize the Quran, inshallah, gain some understanding of the Quran, and practice the Quran. That is the ultimate objective, that the Quran can become the guiding light within their lives, bi-idhnillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we read that the khatam was in that particular spirit, and alhamdulillah, I would think and hope and pray that Maulana, that you share, have a fair share of that particular reward, as it was your idea, barakallahu fikum.
Ameen, jazakumullah khairan. Maulana, that was an excellent introduction, jazakumullah khairan. Inshallah, we're going to invite the students to commence with the completion of the khatam shortly. But before we do so, we spoke about people whose hearts contain the Quran, and alhamdulillah, we're very privileged to have some of the teachers of those kids with us, inshallah. And I just wanted to ask, how are the kids doing in terms of this Badr campaign? Are they excited about it? Are their spirits alive? Are they happy that this is happening for them? And how are they, how are they the responses to this Quran recitation, this khatam that we're about to complete? Bismillah.
Alhamdulillah, the kids were very happy.
Yeah.
We took some time out in our busy schedule at madrasa to let them read the khatam. And alhamdulillah, some of them read it, finish at home.
Yeah.
And they were like, thought that the khatam needs to be completed the same day. So they took time at home.
Yes,
Allah. And they read the khatam. So alhamdulillah, that the children, you know, they look forward to complete the khatam. So alhamdulillah, we're very happy for that.
MashaAllah, barakallahu fikum. Shukran for sharing that, Hafiz Abdullah. And then, of course, you have Walana Hamza Forbes. Tell us, how's the Badr campaign going among the students, and how is the reaction to participating in this khatam of the Quran?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sheikh Abdullah, I think he gave exactly what's happening. Alhamdulillah, students are very excited. The vibe that I like around amongst the students is the competing vibe.
Mm.
So currently we have the brothers in the lead with that, I'm not sure how many, but they're in the lead. And part of the motivation was the idea of giving a prize to the winners. Alhamdulillah, so they're working hard towards that prize.
Mashallah.
And yeah, it's just a very lots of energy around it. And alhamdulillah, we're excited for that, inshallah.
Mashallah. Barakallahu fikum. Tayyib, inshallah, I'm going to invite the learners onto the stream with us. Bismillah.
Just before you go, you know how like things sometimes go demakam.
Right.
You know, that's like that's normal for some people and more normal for us.
Right.
You know, like, you know, things go down like that. So what happened was, you know, we read the khatam, right?
Right.
But now we were supposed to read the whole khatam except for the last part.
Right.
But maybe, I don't know, it was in the excitement, the month of the Quran, everything. We read the whole khatam. Like, you know, like the whole khatam, like finish, like. So I'm just afraid now that you're going to ask the students, look, we have to finish the khatam. They go, what khatam are you talking about? We finish, you like, maybe they think you delayed or something, I don't know.
Yes, Allah.
So what happened is that the students, they completed the khatam.
Right.
But then there's like certain, you know, everybody has their favorite portion. You know, some of the students, when the student starts, he decides, look, yeah, I'm going to finish on this ayat, or I'm going to finish this page of the surah and thing. So since we've completed the khatam, like, you know, at madrasa, so the students chose portions of the Quran that, you know, they would love to read. And so what's the name? So inshallah, we'll read that, and then we will complete the khatam bi'idhnillah.
Okay,
or we'll re-complete the khatam, and then inshallah, we'll make a dua on that, inshallah, bi'idhnillah.
So inshallah, I see we have here Yasser. I'm not sure how to pronounce it.
Yasser Eason.
Yasser, okay. And then we have Wakil Amardin and Ziyad Hanslow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Is one camera went on, two cameras, three cameras.
Okay.
How are the brothers doing?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, mashallah. Okay, inshallah ta'ala, who would like to go first? Is there a specific tartib that has been selected?
Ziyad.
Okay, can I start, Mullah?
Bismillah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل الظلمات والنور ثم الذين كفروا بربهم يعدلون هو الذي خلقكم من طين ثم قضى أجلا وأجل مسمى عنده ثم أنتم تمترون وهو الله في السماوات وفي الأرض يعلم سركم وجهركم ويعلم ما تكسبون وما تأتيهم من آية من آيات ربهم إلا كانوا عنها معرضين فقد كذبوا بالحق لما جاءهم فسوف يأتيهم أنباء ما كانوا به يستهزئون ألم يروا كم أهلكنا من قبلهم من قرن مكناهم في الأرض ما لم نمكن لكم وأرسلنا السماء عليهم مدرارا وجعلنا الأنهار تجري من تحتهم فأهلكناهم بذنوبهم وأنشأنا من بعدهم قرنا آخرين ولو نزلنا عليك كتابا في قرطاس فلمسوه بأيديهم لقال الذين كفروا منهم إن هذا إلا سحر مبين وقالوا لولا أنزل عليه ملك ولو أنزلنا ملكا لقضي الأمر ثم لا ينظرون صدق الله العظيم
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله أحسن الله إليكم very beautiful ما شاء الله and shall we ask Yasser to go next inshallah ta'ala first have to unmute yourself Yasser Yasser, can you hear me? I don't think he's connected. Tayyib, inshallah, we go to Wakil Ahmadin. If you can unmute yourself first, min fadlik. Bismillah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة ولهم عذاب عظيم ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم مؤمنين يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون وإذا قيل لهم لا تفسدوا في الأرض قالوا إنما نحن مصلحون ألا إنهم هم المفسدون ولكن لا يشعرون وإذا قيل لهم آمنوا كما آمن الناس قالوا ونؤمن كما آمن السفهاء ألا إنهم هم السفهاء ولكن لا يعلمون وإذا لقوا الذين آمنوا قالوا آمنا وإذا خلوا إلى شياطينهم قالوا إنا معكم إنما نحن مستهزئون الله يستهزئ بهم ويمتهم في طغيانهم يعمهون أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى فما ربحت تجارتهم وما كانوا مهتدين صدق الله العظيم
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. TaqabbalAllah minna wa minkum. Brother Yasser, are you back with us? If you can unmute yourself min fadlikum and then you can commence, inshallah. I'm not sure if your picture's frozen or if you're just keeping really, really still. It looks like it's frozen. JazakAllah khairan, students. Allah Ta'ala bless you always and may this Badr campaign of the Neo Youth Foundation be of benefit to you. And to our offspring, all of our offspring, and to many generations to come. Ameen, Ya Rab. Just a quick one there. The Badr campaign is basically the fundraising endeavor of Neo Youth Foundation. Very homely type of fundraising endeavor. We encouraged all of our students to get as many of the uncles, aunts, neighbors, you know, loved ones, family members, to make a monthly pledge towards the institution of learning of like 50 or 100 rands. And alhamdulillah, many have done so. I believe the count is approximately 75 pledges for the month of Ramadan so far, alhamdulillah. Mm-hmm. It's not quite our 300, but we'll get there. We'll get there, inshallah. Because tonight you have that opportunity to be one of them, inshallah. Mm-hmm. Like right now, while we are on this particular podcast, if anyone so wishes, you could go to the Neo Youth Foundation website. That's www.nyf.co.za. In fact, I've got it ready over there. And you can just go to the debit order, fill out the debit order, inshallah, and you'll be part of the list of names of our Badr heroes for whom we'll be praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for at the khatam that is completed. Alhamdulillah. And bi-ithnillah, we would love you to be part of it. A small contribution of 50 or 100 rands, you won't even notice that it's going off. But the students that you see and others like them, the institute which is benefiting them and society on a daily basis will benefit of that. And for you to make such an investment on a Laylatul Qadr, it's like making that investment for over 1,000 months, bi-ithnillah, of your life. So subhanAllah, even though your debit order is for a year, your sadaqah far outweighs that. Ya Rab. Taib, inshallah, I see we now have brother Yasser back with us. Are you back with us? Yes, I see movement. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. فليتفضل brother Yasser.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم به الله فيغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله تقبل الله منا ومنكم. Beautiful. ما شاء الله. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى keep you guys in the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Make you assets of the Quran. Beautify our homes with your voices. And may Allah تعالى make your journey successful in this life and the next. Amin. Jazakumullah khairan for joining us, and we hope that you have an excellent night of ibadah ahead of you, inshallah.
Amen.
Bismillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Taib, alhamdulillah, maluna, that was really heartwarming, mashallah, from the students. I'm sure you must have enjoyed that, you know, seeing the, I don't know if you can call it fruits of your labor, but just to know that you had some role to play in their lives, alhamdulillah, as far as learning Islam is concerned.
Fadlullah.
Alhamdulillah.
That's the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we implore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to use us as a means.
Ameen.
I always remember, I think, Sheikh Ibrahim, quite often the following prophetic supplication, Allahumma ja'alna مفاتيح للخير مغاليق للشر.
Amen.
Oh Allah, make us like keys for goodness and مغاليق للشر, and cause us to be barriers of evil. In other words, if evil were to ever come, that we should be a means of keeping evil at bay.
Amen.
So, subhanAllah, the Prophet ﷺ says, if one person is sort of like rightly guided by you, then it's better than a rich camel.
No.
So we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us and continues to use us for the service of His book.
Ameen. Ameen.
Bi-ithnillah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ameen, ya Rabb. Ameen. Jazakallah khairan.
Barakallah feek.
طيب, so inshallah we're going to have recitation from the brothers in studio. What was the Mullah mentioned that there was also the completion of your own khatam. Which can precede the dua.
No, I can. Perhaps just one thought that came to mind before. I think we can do the completion of the in terms of just reciting what we would normally recite in terms of the completion.
No.
It is considered one of the best of actions when some good thing comes to an end, that immediately you start the repeat process. Ar-rahil wal-murtahil, according to some, that would be explained by when you complete a good thing, then you immediately start, you know, the next leg or the next, like in our case, the next recitation of the Quran. Something which stood out for me in terms of the night of power, Laylatul Qadr, a number of things, and I would encourage, for us to read more about what is contained within this particular night.
Mm.
I was somewhat astounded when I read the first page in terms of the introduction to the broader exegesis explanation of Laylatul Qadr. So the author basically says that one should do two things. So the one thing was to enliven the night in terms of prayer. So that as I understood, because I connected it to the narration of the Prophet ﷺ, which says, "Man qama laylatul qadr iman wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." The person who enlivens the night of power in terms of prayer, then all of his previous sins are forgiven. So I understood that part of the passage. And then it went on, so the night of power, you should enliven it by standing. And the next thing what was mentioned was what tasadduq, and to give charity. So I thought to myself, okay, to give charity, that's an excellent thing. I came from a mosque now, subhanAllah, and it was like a really amazing opportunity. The imam was, the imam presented us with this opportunity that there's another mosque being set up. This was in the Strandfontein area.
Right.
So, mashallah, wonderful community there. And so the one mosque, they're building another mosque.
Right.
So the first mosque is called Masjid al-Bahar, and the other one is called Masjid al-Bahar Thani, like the second mashallah. One. So, you know, it's like, I think, run from the same administration and so forth. So they have the land, and they basically have the walls are put up. But now what happened is they're going to lay the floor in the masjid. So what happened was they require an X amount of money to lay the floor. So they were a bit innovative and said, let's develop into shares. The sheikh that was speaking was thinking, I imagine thinking on his feet. So he says, like, let's make this very simple and divide into shares. What do you think, like 500 and a share, who's available for that? And subhanAllah, almost like instinctively, my hand shot up. Hey,
oh, okay.
I'm taking one of those shares. Imagine that, like on the night of power, you're spending like 500 rand. In terms of its value, it would be like spending 500 rand over for 1,000 months. You basically get that reward. But when reading the idea of giving charity on the night of power, I was thinking, okay, where does that come from? Like, where does it come from?
No.
So the following thoughts came to mind. Allah knows best. I was thinking of a parallel case. It's an extraneous case completely. We in the best nights of the year. So then my mind went to the best days of the year. The best days of the year, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. So the narration is very clear. The Ibn Abbas talks about there's no good actions are done any other time of the year that is more pleasing to Allah than good actions that take place in these first 10 days.
Mm.
So that's the narration. But then what our scholars do is they recommend that look, fast. There's no like specific textual evidence that tells you fast.
Right.
But because fasting means that you engage 24/7, but for the better part of the days, or the entire day, because the day is significant.
Definition now.
So then you're going to get, you're going to be rewarded all of the time.
No.
And so therefore our scholars recommend the fasting. When it comes to the night of power, in relation to good deeds, the focus is that whatever you do is going to be compounded. So, you know, for us who come from a Western background, you know, we think about like interest,
right,
and compound interest. And just as a measure in terms of how that grows over time. But that can never compare to a compound sadaqah,
right,
facilitated by the night of power.
SubhanAllah. Subhanallah.
So in other words, like, and in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really attests to the compound nature, but not of interest. Allah says, وَمَا أَتَيْتُ مِنْ رِمَا لِيَرْبُوَ فِي أَمْوَلَ النَّاسِ فَلَا رِبُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. That which you give, and this is quite unique, because that which you give in order to increase people's wealth, it can mean a number of things. And normally, this is the explanation that you're going to get, which is a valid explanation, that nominally there's an increase in your wealth when you take interest, because you're exacting the interest on us more than just the capital amount. But we say that there's no blessing in that, in terms of interest. There's a further argument to that, and in terms of my understanding, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, that in real terms, if you really look at it holistically, that there's that increase, there's no increase in terms of interest. On a practical economic level, there's no increase. In other words, there's no economic benefit really in terms of interest. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, there's only disadvantage. But Allah goes beyond that, and then Allah says, وَمَا آتَيْتُ مِنْ زَكَاتٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجَهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَيْكُمُ الْمُضْفُونَ. That which you give as a charity, the charity would be the necessary alms tax which you have to dispense of. فَأُولَيْكُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. Those are the ones who double and redouble and increase. In other words, the compound idea of sadaqah comes not when you're taking interest, but when you're giving charity. That's a means of compounding your wealth.
SubhanAllah.
And what a better time, what a better opportunity for us to really grab this opportunity, not because some organization is making a pitch or pleading for funds, but for the benefit that it holds for us, that compound benefit that the sadaqah holds for us, particularly when you do it on the night of power, and that compound sadaqah, how you may have given a rand, but subhanAllah, on the day of judgment when you come, you will be astounded, how come this thing got compounded to such a degree? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alam.
There's an interesting thought that came to mind while I'm speaking. I'm also trying to think, like, where does the sadaqah thing stem from? Because I've also heard it, and I've also encouraged people, because it is a good thing to do. And I have my own sort of logical reasoning, like, you know, Allah's, if you want everything from Allah, give Allah everything that you have, type of thing. But then from a textual perspective, I thought about that hadith about kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ajwad an-nas. وأجود ما يكون في رمضان حين يلقاه جبريل. And they used to meet every night in Ramadan. And they used to intensify ibadah in the last 10 nights. We know that also from other ahadith. So I was just thinking that that's one of the things he intensified in.
SubhanAllah.
Naturally.
Yeah, SubhanAllah.
On Laylatul Qadr. So maybe.
No, absolutely. SubhanAllah. That really, it's like a direct in terms of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi
Wasallam. No.
So, he said,
yeah,
that you must enliven the night of power in terms of prayer, and your sins will be forgiven. And then also his action says that he was generous in this particular last 10 nights.
No.
Another thought comes to mind because you mentioned that already abundantly. The thought that came to mind was that if you look at other acts of ibadah, like one person highlighted this to me, it was like really unique. A child is born within an Islamic home. So what happens is that the recommended practice is to give an aqiqah. So what happens is, why do you give the aqiqah? In the first instance, when you look at it, because it's sunnah. But if you look at that particular sunnah, what purpose does it serve? That joy is not only contained to the family, but others share in it through the aqiqah and the distribution of that aqiqah. So in other words, when we look at our ibadah, it has almost like, it has this, it has the ritualistic part to it. In other words, the ibadah, the ritual part to it. In other words, worshipping Allah. But in most instances, we'd find that it has the social element to it. And those ibadah that don't have like a very apparent direct social aspect to it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pays it with something which does have that social impact. So in others, Allah says, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَى وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ, that gives salah. So salah is like an individual act of ibadah. And it's sort of like difficult to read into salah, you know, other than Allah, into that. It's pure ibadah. But when there's a pure ibadah, Allah pays it up with something which is almost like, to a large degree, yes, ibadah in part, but mostly in terms of its social benefit.
No.
So now when we look at the last 10 days, you were mentioning that hadith. If you look at it, it's a time for where your ibadah is going to be compounded. But the Prophet ﷺ, in terms of his practice, reminds you that, look, just about every aspect of Islam, it has the idea of fulfilling the rights of the Creator and being of service to the creation.
Subhanallah.
So in the last 10 days, you know, sadaqah is that mode whereby, you make qiyam. We're going to make qiyam, yeah? And we're going to make qiyam this evening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.
But
the Prophet was generous. So in other words, he fulfilled the ibadah part and he fulfilled the ijtima'i part, the social wasanim. But the spirit which I want to, you know, like, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us, is that it's really a golden opportunity. And, you know, even, and just to be honest, to share also, you know, I think that, you know, that slab one, the tajdeed, you know, like, we're on 75 now in terms of the debit orders. We have to bring that to 313. Yeah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, reward you. And alhamdulillah, I'm always encouraged when I meet with the staff and so forth, because, you know, mashallah, everybody is doing the level best to, you know, to support and you know, and bring that up. Also, together with that, I tell you, that slab, 500 for a share in the mosque, you put that ring, that's a sadaqah jariyah without a doubt.
Yes, I know.
You know, you can contact the Masjid al-Bahar. You know, because what I'm saying is opportunity. And then, so what are they, we should be indebted to the masjid for affording us a type of opportunity, and whoever else. Why? Because you giving 500 rand in exchange for eternal reward, you're getting a bargain.
Mm.
You know? Absolutely. So the person's like genuinely just doing you like a great favor.
No.
So we should, from this perspective, I think that we should be, you know, fighting with one another. On the way, I was telling, I was coming with Ahmed, one of our brothers. I was telling him, look, yeah, subhanAllah, I must get 2 or 3 shares, man. You know, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so blessed us with so much, we can share. And, you know, also to take part in it. You know, one of the brothers mentioned, and part of the initial discussion was, you know, centering around, you know, the theme of our brothers and sisters in Palestine as well. So, you know, to support a worthy cause as well.
No.
And so to contribute to that business, one another. And you know, to reach 300 for us should be 314. We won't go with the other rewire, which says 317. We'll keep it 314, inshallah.
No. Yeah.
But our appeal to the community, alhamdulillah, we walillah alhamdu wallahu shahiduna ala ma naqul. To all praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's witness in terms of what we're saying. Alhamdulillah, we have a good staff. And we doing our level best to fulfill that amana which is entrusted to us. Ibn Abbas, he says, oh, Prophet of Allah, there's a lot of good efforts happening, but how do I be part of everything? It's not possible to be part of everything. Ibn Abbas was told by the Prophet, make dua for them, you will share in the reward. So our request is for the dua, and inshallah, we are able to consciously support the madrasa.
Amen.
Come to visit the madrasa, come. Maybe you have expertise or so forth, come share it with us, you know, all of these things, and support us. Help us reach that number, reach to number 314, bismillah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ameen, ya Rabbi.
If the website doesn't work, the click doesn't work, they do whatever you do, just, you know, because sometimes when the click don't work.
Yeah. In fact, just call us.
Yeah.
You can even just phone us directly or send us a message and we'll get somebody to reach out to you, inshallah.
Absolutely, sure. Inshallah. So,
so you have very few opportunities left. There's 80 spots gone. I'm going to round it off to 80. Sign up now, inshallah. What exactly is being requested is that individuals make small contributions of sadaqah every month. So we're talking about 50 rand, you know. There's so many debit orders that get pulled off from my account. If a 50 rand gets pulled off, that's not the one that makes you worry. that one's fine. Then you're still like, okay, no, fine. You don't even look who that's from. It's like, okay, bismillah, you know. But that's what we're suggesting. If it must be less than that, if it's going to be more than that, alhamdulillah. But we believe we can do this, and we can do this with you and your assistance, inshallah ta'ala, if Allah allows us.
Mm-hmm.
So do get signed up. There's a question, how does one set up the debit order? So again, the website details is on the screen. You could set up the electronic debit order there on the website itself. They will then make contact with you thereafter. Alternatively, if you know any of the members who you've seen, Maulana Muhammad, the teachers of Tajdeed, the Awal Academy, you know, any of these branches of the organization, then you can make direct contact with us as well, inshallah ta'ala. You could send me a message. I can get in touch with you, bi'idhnillah. So, na'am, that is the objective, inshallah ta'ala. We pray that Allah opens up your hearts and your minds and your pockets and your bank accounts on this auspicious night and sees through this, sees to the care of this amazing organization, bi'idhnillah ta'ala. Na'am. Then, in return for your contribution, we came up with this Badr list. So, using the design of the actual, what would you call it, the plaque, Malala?
Yeah.
A plaque.
Plaque sounds so funny to me, but...
There's a better word, the monument. There's a monument at the site of Badr where the names of the Shuhada have been engraved on this particular monument. And our list with the names of our donors who've signed up, alhamdulillah, their names will be included onto this monument, bi'idhnillah ta'ala. And the students, which is why we have Maulana Hamza here and Hafidh Abdullah, the students will be reading the khatams regularly or reading the Qur'ans regularly, and the teachers will incorporate making dua for all of those names on a regular basis, bi'idhnillah ta'ala. So your name will literally go onto this list and therefore become part of the du'as of all of these kids, subhanAllah, in this institute, and that's forever. You know that, and even if those Qur'ans should burn or something, you know, that doesn't mean it stops. It still continues forever because that was recited, and that's the recitation is going to go on from person to person down the chain, inshallah. So we'd like to show you this. I hope I'm going to be able to open it up for you quickly. I'd like to show you the list, because we actually had the designer make something, alhamdulillah. She made it quite nice, Malana, if I may say so myself. And we say shukran to Sister Nadifa Ma'roof for assisting us in that regard. Now, as I'm speaking here, I'm trying to figure out. There we go. I think I found it.
Bismillah.
No, I did not. Okay, I'm going to find it now, inshallah ta'ala. Bismillah, we found it. Okay, so this is the list here. This is the one side. I'll show the other side as well. No, this is actually the blank side. We've got, so far, Manana said 75 or so names. And inshallah, we will be reaching that 300 with your assistance. Maybe tonight, maybe we've already reached it with your assistance, inshallah ta'ala. Sure. Do sign up if you can. And if you can't, as Mawlana Muhammad beautifully stated, we still appreciate your contribution by way of dua and praying for the endeavor and praying for the madrasa and praying for our well-being and praying for Ahlul Quran around the world and students of deen, scholars of deen, all the efforts of deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just bring assistance across the board. We, you know, an institute is but the means. The objective is Allah. You know, whichever name it is, whichever brand it is, yes, we go through all of these things. We take the means, but at the end of the day, the assistance is with Allah and the intentions are supposed to be only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So wherever you contribute your goodness and your kindness and your sadaqah, the point is not just this organization. The point is contribute for the sake of Allah. The one thing that the people in Jannah will want to come back for is to give more sadaqah, to say more dhikr. The one thing that the person will wish Allah ta'ala sends him back from the akhirah to the dunya, Allah, this person will wish that. He can return to give sadaqah. So, subhanAllah, let us not wait for regret to set in, but let us take the action now, inshallah. This is the beautiful design that the sister had so generously donated, a designing time to the organization, which is another way people can give sadaqah, Maulana, is to actually give off the time of the service where the deen can benefit from that. So that's the monument there. The names of the martyrs of Badr are written on that particular monument. So in honor of this, we have our names, which will be written on this list, as well as the blank one over here in the copies of the students' Qur'ans, alhamdulillah. So I think that's pretty awesome. I think that's pretty awesome, alhamdulillah. And inshallah ta'ala, we will commence shortly with the dua for that list, inshallah. Mawlana Muhammad is first going to facilitate the recitation for us, as we discussed. Bismillah, falyatafaddal mashkura.
So the plan, Mona, is to we complete the khatam, like recomplete the khatam, and inshallah we'll start again. And thereafter, are you going to read the name still, Mona?
Yes, inshallah.
Oh, okay. Barakallahu fikum.
Inshallah.
Oh, excellent. Barakallahu fikum. Allah reward you abundantly.
Amen. Yaakum.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد لله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون وإلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله تقبل الله منا ومنكم.
I almost want to say mashallah myself now because you're so used to, you know, when somebody butchers and then afterwards you say mashallah.
It's fine, man.
but at home, because I know that, you know, my son didn't get his voice from me, right? That's why I know that, right? So he reads a bit more melodious. But when I butcher, then I have to say myself, mashallah, ahsanta, ahsanallah. Like, so I have to do it myself because everybody looks at me like that, you know, when I'm finished. And then after I finish for that one, and this one I got from a good friend of mine some time back. So then they're all looking at me like, you know, with straight faces and like, you know, like that. And then I say to them, Dice Nixi, what do you know? May Allah accept.
Yes, I know. I don't even know what to say after that. Subhanallah. Okay, I put my spectacles on because I need to read a list of names off the screen, inshallah. But before I do so, I'd like also to state that the process of collating all of this information is still underway. Of course, names are coming in all the time. So the list is filling up, alhamdulillah. Somebody asked, how can they do a once-off donation and still be included? So my understanding, as I discussed this with Maulana Muhammad, is that any person who does a once-off donation, like of the year's debit orders, basically, because some have elected to do that, they will be included on the Badr list as well, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So you need not worry, inshallah ta'ala, we will collate that information. So if your name isn't read out now, it's either because you just have signed up for your debit order and we don't have that information yet before us, or your name is currently being processed, inshallah ta'ala. So bismillah. I'm going to do this swiftly, and I'm going to do this with the assumption that I'm pronouncing each name correctly. Sure. So that I don't have to, you know, ask like, how do you say this, you know?
Okay, but do.
I will do due diligence, inshallah.
Please, because, yeah. Tonight I was, subhanAllah, also listening to a name.
No.
And subhanAllah, they say one of the greatest ways of like honoring a person and respecting a person is when you call a person by the name and, you know, like in a beautiful way.
Right.
But you know, I heard a name, Hamadul, and I was just interested in terms of the origin of the name. Is it Muhammad Abdul something, or you know, how does it work?
No.
You know, it's like Subhanallah. So again, the inshallah, if you as swiftly as you possibly can, inshallah.
Bismillah.
But the thing was as correctly as possible, also.
Aywa.
Except in the reward you want.
Inshallah. Takabbar Allah minna wa minkum. Okay, let's do this, inshallah. Yazid Baker, Razan Jakut, Musa Ramdale, Narima Arinsa, Fatima Abdul Rahman, Shakira Hendrix, Rushdie Peters, Widad Ismail, Riaz Davis, Abdullah ibn Uthman Johnson. I think it's Fakhriya Leek, I may be mistaken. Musa Leek, Ibrahim, Shu'aib Khirdin, Safiya Nakedin, Muhammad Kalia, Aqil Nakedin, Ramiz Hendrix, Farid Mosley, Ibtisam Patton, Maimuna Abrams, Najah Benjadu, Muhammad Siddiq Peterson, Umar Samuels, Farid Fakir, Shafiq Jassim, Muhammad Darwis, Zohdi Malik, Muhammad Davids, Aqil Bax, Abu Bakr Lillah, Samira Khan, Huda Abrams, Shakil Hussein, Nabila Parker, Nuran Wagner, Fakhri Amardin, Mishka Sami', Imran Henslow, Muhammad Ziyad Henslow, Rayyan Sami' Osami', Salih Sami' Osami', Sakina Sami', Thabit Jardin. Sakina Sami' is actually times two there. Thabit Jardin, Nafis Siddiq, Muhammad Fahmi Siddiq, Nadim بيجلي وبايجلي إسماعيل آيزيكس أبو بكر إسماعيل محمد سميح وسترفيك مرضية ريكلف فاطمة ريكلف أميرة كيني محمد رافيك آيزيكس إدريس ستوتس شيرينا لغدين ثابت هاتلي كاشفة ديفيد صديق فائكة ريبن فائكة شيد ريبن إنف أكاونتينج سيرفيسز إيصال الثواب تي دالفي إيصال ثواب فدالفي كامير إسماعيل إيصال ثواب إسماعيل محمد سالم إسماعيل إس إس واي أوتا وشاكر إسماعيل زيب إسماعيل أمار إسماعيل أكيلة أباس أشيقة وينغارد دين ويليامز شاملة بوريز وليد أدمز أمية جاتيم رخشانة بيترسون لائقة بسدين أميدت
ما شاء الله تبارك الله
Alhamdulillah.
I'm just remembering like some of the process, and some of them processes through the names, through me.
Right.
So no, that's the problem.
Right.
So you can understand. but now I think you know Abi.
No.
You remember
Abdurrahman Bailey.
You got Abi's name.
I think so.
Oh, tamam, Jamil.
I don't know.
No.
I can't.
Okay, remember. I mentioned Abi's name now, so it's fine, inshallah.
Yeah, I actually mean Abi's name twice now. These three times now.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean Abi must now. Abi needs to double up on the pledge.
La ilaha illallah.
The agreement is one mention.
Allah reward.
It's been Abi. Oh, look, I'm thinking again. Abi, if you're watching this, you owe Neo some money. Alhamdulillah. Mashallah, for all of you guys and girls and aunties and uncles and mothers and fathers, Jazakumullahu khairan. Allah accept and reward you.
Amen.
May that, subhanAllah, along with all your other amazing good deeds, may these be your tickets and footstools up to Jannah.
Amen.
It'll carry you there, Amen. Inshallah. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, subhanAllah. Never mind your name in the Mus'haf. Right? That's amazing. That's nice. But every harf that every student recites, you know, that came through, that was made possible by Allah, through these means that he channels through you as a conduit to do khair. Think about it in that way. You know, every single harf, subhanAllah. Inshallah, we'll proceed with the dua for the khatam. I'll ask the Huffaz present to commence, to start with the dua, and then we'll take it from there, inshallah ta'ala. Yeah. Well, Muhammad Thud, he's the only one that can throw curveballs, because I'm supposed to make the dua, right? But now I'm saying publicly that we're going to start with him, and then we're going to see if we end up another con, really say anything, so... That's how it all.
Yeah, I know, mashallah, tabarakallah. But we have, what's her name, Mawlana Hamza, he makes a beautiful dua that we always look forward to when it comes to the khatam.
Mashallah, mashallah.
It's normally as short as it is sweet.
Oh, mashallah, mashallah,
tabarakallah.
Dave, say no more, Mawlana, say no more.
Allah accept, inshallah, may it come from the from the heart, inshallah.
Ameen.
And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept these du'as, and the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true. Allahumma inna hadha du'a. Oh Allah, this is the du'a. Wa alayka al-ijabah. And it is, our part is basically just to submit to you and in a state of abject poverty to appear in front of you and to raise our hands. Don't return our hands except that you have answered our supplications
Amen.
On this
Amen,
very special night. Amen. And whoever of the listenership and of the ummah across are raising their hands up, oh Allah, accept their du'as.
Ameen.
Allah, all of their needs are, you know their needs. Another supplication reads, حاجاتنا كثير وأنت عالم بها وخبير. Oh Allah, our needs are many. And the needs of those who are listening in, the needs are they have a multitude of needs. Oh Allah, every individual need fulfill that need and that blessed night.
Ameen, Ya Rab.
Oh Allah, you have the power and you have the ability to fulfill these needs. Who else can we turn to in order to fulfill these needs? La malja wa la manja minka illa ilayk. And oh Allah, there's no refuge, there's no turning to except to you. And oh Allah, our greatest need without a shadow of doubt is that you take us by our hearts, and you guide us towards you. Allah, our greatest need is that you guide us.
Amen.
Allah, this Quran which you have revealed, it is a book of guidance. May it be a means of guidance for us.
Allah, Ya Rab.
Our affiliation, just somewhat of affiliation to this book. Oh Allah, it is your book. And you have promised and you have said that the people of the Quran, they are the people of Allah. Oh Allah, we're not worthy and deserving to be of those people, but you have looked upon us, and ostensibly, outwardly, externally, you have made us part of that elite group. Oh Allah, make it that the reality of this is that we become part of that group.
Amen.
Allah, may we be from the Ahlul Quran, whom Ahlullah. May we be truly from the people of the Quran, who are. You don't have any family. You are not in need of family. You're independent of family. But such and so dear are these group of people who serve your book, that you would refer to them in a metaphorical way as being part of your family. Allah, make us a part of them.
Amen.
And accept the little bit of effort that we are making. This has now gone into a dua. SubhanAllah, I didn't really intend it that way. I just wanted Mulli Hamza to make the dua. So inshallah, we'll say
coming from the heart, dua. It's coming from the heart, alhamdulillah.
Allah, open up our hearts and cause our hearts to become enlivened. Any change that's going to happen in the world, the brother was asking about Palestine earlier on. One of our great scholars said that a change, we can have whatever philosophy. The world doesn't change based on a philosophy. We can have sort of a rationale and an idea. The world doesn't change based on the rationale. What changes the world is the hearts. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us hearts. Allahumma ahil qulub tahya. Oh Allah, cause our hearts to live through the Quran. Let our hearts pulsate through the Quran and they start living. And the proof for that is what your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to us. That in the body there's a limb, and that if that limb is rectified, then the entire body will be rectified. Oh Allah, we know that if our hearts are rectified, and then all of our states, inward and outward, will become rectified. Oh Allah, bring our hearts to life. Oh Allah, in this night where the angels are surrounding us, through the blessing of this particular night, through the abundant angels and the blessing that they bring, may Allah answer our supplication.
Ya Rabbi.
Oh Allah, we are night to night, in Ramadan, outside of Ramadan. Ya Allah, we are wandering aimlessly around, Ya Allah. Hmm. And we are seeking guidance, Ya Allah. We are seeking closeness to you, Ya Allah.
Ya
Allah, take us by our foreheads, Ya Allah. Take us by our limbs, Ya Allah. Take us by our bodies, Ya Allah. And draw us closer to you, Ya Allah.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, we want nothing from whatever it is that we're doing except to gain closeness unto you, Ya Allah.
Ameen, Ya Allah.
Ya Allah, we only want to be of those who are felicitous in this world as well as in the year after. Ya Allah, we do not want to be of the wretched ones, Ya Allah.
Ya Allah,
Ya Allah, we seek success, Ya Allah.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, we seek success in this world as well in the year after.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, you have promised that, and your Prophet has told us that wretched is the one that has the opportunity of the month of Ramadan, and he leaves the month of Ramadan whilst his sin has not been forgiven. Ya Allah, let it not be that we are from amongst those ones, Ya Allah.
Ameen. Ameen.
Ya Allah, we are your slaves after all, Ya Allah.
Ya Rabbi.
But we are your sinful slaves, Ya Allah.
Ya Rabbi.
Ya Allah, we have come to your door, Ya Allah, in return to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have come with all of our sins. But you have said and you have addressed us in a very endearing way. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. What you don't want from us is to lose hope in your mercy. So much so that losing hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is declared as an act of disobedience. Ya Allah, we have not lost hope in you, Ya Allah. And we raise our hands to you in, we have nothing, no good deeds. No sincerity, nothing to present to you, Allah. But perhaps it is that your mercy comes down to us in the extent of our waywardness, Ya Allah. To the extent of our weakness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are the one who have mercy on those who are weak, Ya Allah. We are the weak ones. Ya Allah, you are the most merciful on the masakin and the fuqara, on the indigent ones. Ya Allah, we are poor, we are indigent. We are in need of your mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, many of us have left our homes and we've come to your message because we want your light, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't send us back without something. When we go back to our families, Ya Allah, give us the light of Quran. Give us the light of Iman.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, even our supplication is not deserving to be placed in front of your court, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all of our brothers and sisters, our brothers in Palestine facing difficulty, Ya Allah, they met this in your hands. Ya Allah, they prepare to lay down their lives and their wealth in order to gain their freedom. Ya Allah, you grant them their freedom, Ya Allah.
Amen.
Ya Allah, you free Masjid al-Aqsa from the hands of those unjust occupiers, Ya Allah. And you make us in our lifetime see this happen, Ya Allah.
Amen.
Ya Allah, accept our dua, Ya Allah.
Amen.
Ya Allah, accept whatever we have done, Ya Allah. Though it is not deserving of acceptance, Ya Allah, you accept it from us. Ya Allah, our madrasa, bless the madrasa and all other madaris.
Amen.
Ya Allah, whatever good work is happening, Ya Allah. The pandemic that we find ourselves in, Ya Allah. Many people have suffered. Many people have lost their livelihoods. Many people find themselves in threatened circumstances. Ya Allah, their condition and our condition is in your hands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you guide us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you help us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us hearts that cry to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us eyes that shed tears out of your fear and hope of your mercy. Ya Allah, take us by our hands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, guide us to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, embrace us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, become the eyes that we see with, Ya Allah.
Amen.
Become the hands that we touch with, Ya Allah.
Amen.
Become the feet that we walk with, Ya Allah.
Amen.
Ya Allah, accept this little bit of effort from us, Ya Allah.
Amen.
Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad wa Ali wa sahbihi wa sallam. Ya Allah, whoever has given to any cause, our cause, any other cause of your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have promised in Tansurullah Yansurkum that if you assist the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help of Allah. Many have come, our teachers, they come every day, Ya Allah, to help your Quran, to assist with you, Ya Allah. And you promise us too that you will help them, Ya Allah, help them and help us. Ya Allah, help them and help us. Ya Allah, you have said to us, Kunu Ansar Allah. In a weak way, we have endeavored to put ourselves up as the helpers of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, you accept from us. And you enable us. And you guide us. Rahmatika wa karamika ihsanika ya rabbal alamin. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Muhammadi wa alihi wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhana rabbina rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala mursalin alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Fatiha. Tafaddalu umuli hamza.
صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم ارزقنا بكل حرف من القرآن حلاوة اللهم ارزقنا بكل حرف من القرآن حلاوة اللهم ارزقنا بكل حرف من القرآن حلاوة وبكل جزء من القرآن جزاء اللهم ارزقنا بالألف ألفة وبالباء بركة وبالتاء توبة وبالساء ثوابا وبالجيم جمالا وبالحاء حكمة وبالخاء خيرا وبالدال دليلا وبالزال ذكاء وبالراء رحمة وبالزاء زكاة وبالسين سعادة وبالشين شفاء وبالصاد صدقا وبالطاد ضياء وبالطاء طراوة وبالظاء ظفرا وبالعين علما وبالغين غنى وبالفاء فلاحا وبالقاف قربة وبالكاف كرامة وباللام لطفا وبالميم موعظة وبالنون نورا وبالواو وصلة وبالهاء هداية وبالياء يقينا اللهم نور قلوبنا بنور القرآن اللهم نور قلوبنا بنور القرآن اللهم نور قلوبنا بنور القرآن وزين أخلاقنا بزينة القرآن ونجنا من النار بالقرآن ونجنا من النار بالقرآن ونجنا من النار بالقرآن وأدخلنا في الجنة بالقرآن اللهم اجعل القرآن لنا في الدنيا قرينا وفي القبر مؤنسا وعلى الصراط نورا وفي الجنة رفيقا ومن النار سترا وحجابا اللهم افتح علينا بالقرآن العظيم اللهم افتح علينا بالقرآن العظيم اللهم افتح عفو كريم عظيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو كريم عظيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو كريم عظيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم استخدمنا لخدمة دينك اللهم استخدمنا لخدمة دينك اللهم استخدمنا لخدمة دينك اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا يا الله أسبابا لمن اهتدى اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد سبحان ربنا رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين
تقبل الله منا ومنكم يا كريم سبحان الله الله تعالى accept all of our du'as and our humble appeal to myself first and foremost and everyone listening as well that the night is still long inshallah it's هي حتى مطلع الفجر let us use every opportunity that we can to do as much good as we can and think of ways of doing good you know if you need to rest go rest a little bit but don't let these moments pass you by for those who have been placed on the list already and those who are going to place their own names on the list I think this was the way we came up with it was so you know like so it was weird it just came out of nowhere we had no plans nothing but I think there's a lot of barakah in this decision because we're trying to mimic something that was subhanallah it was you know there were sahaba who made mistakes later on in their lives after Badr and the Prophet gave them like special concessions we can't go through the whole story but he would say that you know what he was a Badri the Badriya Allah Ta'ala told them do as you want Allah's already forgiven you because you were at Badr because it was such an initiative it was like the first it was the stepping stone for many things to come and I believe that the fledgling organization such as ours where we can see in front of our eyes the value of the kids and the syllabus and the teachers and the amount of effort that goes into it I think by being part of such an endeavor it too will inshallah bring about many rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beyond our imaginations so do get onto that inshallah and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you all and for the others whose names were not mentioned don't worry inshallah it is not that we don't have your name as we said it's being processed from all the different people who collected names but that will be taken care of inshallah ta'ala and this will go on so your names will be in the copy of the masahif of the students and regularly dua will be made with those names bi'ithnillahi ta'ala we say jazakumullahu khairan do get in contact with Maulana Muhammad the team at NAO and even through the website myself as well you can contact me directly we would love to see that by the time Ramadan departs we have our 300 plus inshallah and we know that it can work now you may have done this already you may have signed up already or you're thinking of 50 rand you can't manage you can still manage maybe a 10 rand inshallah everyone can actually manage to do something and in this way if you have that attitude we will reach our 300 and if you're thinking you know but I'm already on this list and that list no problem invite family and friends invite others towards the goodness inshallah and you will also get of that reward because man dalla ala khairin falahu mithlu ajri fa'ilihi the one who indicates somebody else towards a good deed and that person then does the good deed and you're sitting and you don't do the good deed but you get the same reward as the person who did the good deed because you invited them subhanallah so jazakumullah khairan again this was a pleasure being with everyone in the studio and online this evening our students as well But we've got a lot of things to do this evening. All of us. We have a lot of work to do. You know, the Prophet ﷺ, يَجْتَهِدُ فِي رَمَضَانَ مَا لَا يَجْتَهِدُ فِي غَيْرِ وَفِي الْأَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ مِنْهَا مَا لَا يَجْتَهِدُ فِي غَيْرِ Rasulullah ﷺ would work so hard in Ramadan like he would work in no other time of the year. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, he would work harder than in any other time in Ramadan. Subhanallah. And as we know, the 27th night has a high likelihood of being Laylatul Qadr. It's one of five possible nights, alhamdulillah. And many were of the opinion that it is the 27th night, in fact. Allahumma innaka afoon, tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. Allah, you are the pardoner, you love to pardon, so please pardon us.
Amen.
Ya Rabbil Alameen. Again, from ourselves here in the studio, Fadjou Fawam and Muhammad, Jazakallah Khairan for joining us.
Barakallah Fikum, Jazakallah Khairan.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Hafiz Abdullah, Jazakallah Khairan for gracing our studios with your presence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. And then, of course, Mawlana Hamza Fawaz.
Jazakallah Khairan.
Barakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And to all of you, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.